I invite you to a short comparison gallery of the B-Side ESR02 Pro Component Tester. I will compare its results here to the classical ones, LCR-T4, known from the Electroda shop, to the previously described ESR-70, and in some cases, to the results shown by the Breiman EM857S multimeter. Purchase B-Side ESR-02 Pro. The prices of this tester vary. In our country, you can get it for less than PLN 100, but if you import it from China, it may be cheaper. In this case, my friend bought the tester. He was convinced by the promising advertising of its capabilities. But what is it really like? I took the tester with me because I had something to compare it with. The tester comes in a box. There is also an instruction manual with the procedure calibration. I don't know why the tester arrived in such a condition. The battery is not included. There is an ESR table on the back. You need to give it a good battery, otherwise it may not turn on. Fortunately, I have a stock of them. I also performed calibration. After calibration, we start testing. Comparisons and tests. Now I'm comparing the results from B-Side ESR-02 Pro with other testers. Depending on what I measure, there will be other competitors, because e.g., ESR-70 only measures ESR. Let's start with capacitors. LCR-T4 seems to slightly overestimate ESR, or maybe the other two underestimate it. Maybe now the BD140 transistor. ESR-02 gets into testing loops and produces no results. 1N5819 Schottky diodes. Breiman shows slightly lower voltage. BC557. ESR-02 failed again. IRF510, ESR-02 failed again. Measurement of the diode voltage drop, quite good. Both testers give similar results. Breiman underestimates. 22UH choke. ESR-02 failed. 220UH choke. ESR-02 failed. 100 nanofarad capacitor. ESR-70 couldn't handle it, but that's not what it's for. 0.22 ohm resistor. Only the LCR-T4 showed reasonable results. 100 ppf capacitor. Breiman lost a bit. IRFP460. ESR-02 failed. 1 meg resistor. ESR-02 failed. Measurement time ESR-02 versus LCR-T4 versus ESR-70. Rather, everything within expectations. ESR-02 interior. Unscrew the screws and look inside. Yes, this is another Atmega base tester, here on Atmega 328P. In addition, we have a 3.3 volts AMS1117 LDO and an LM393 competitor inside. Summary: initially, I thought that B-Side ESR-02 Pro would be an almost identical clone of the LCR-T4. But tests showed that it may be a clone, but it is worse. I don't know, maybe I got a worse one. But even after repeating the calibration procedure, it didn't want to measure some of the components. I'm starting to worry that I may need to change the firmware, but more about that another time. Anyway, I invite you to the discussion. I leave the specific analysis of the test results to you. Do you think ESR-02 Pro makes sense? The case is nice. P.S. I see a mention of this tester here. Apparently, it is also known as DTU-1701.